God has a unique path marked out for your life that He wants to reveal to you. Join Kenneth Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares how to follow God's path to find your place in His kingdom.
Let's open our Bibles once again to Proverbs chapter 4, please, and we'll read the 18th verse. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The Hebrew text says, and it gets brighter and brighter and brighter until it's completed. Praise God. Isn't that good?
Yes.
All right, verse 20, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life. They are life unto those that find them, and they are health or medicine to all their flesh. Now, hold your place there, and let's go over to the book of Ephesians once again. In the second chapter, and the 10th verse. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, or unto good paths, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Every born again one, every person that's been created in Christ Jesus, everyone has a path. And it's a good path. Could we use the word plan? Oh, yeah. When Jesus said, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your plan be done on earth as it is in heaven. When were these plans made? Before the foundation of the world. Now, let's go back to the first chapter of Ephesians and let's renew our minds on that. Verse 3, blessed, say blessed. Be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in the Anointed One and in His anointing. God anointed him, and we're in that anointing with him.
Yeah.
Boy, you can preach on that the rest of the evening. According, it's according to something. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus the Anointed One, by his anointing to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Good pleasure. Good pleasure. God's good pleasure to bless you beyond anything you can what? Ask or think. Before the foundation of the world. Now, how many of you know God never changes? Whatever he did before the foundation of the world is still his plan. And before the foundation of the world, he said, you are blameless. In his love, in his mercy. Absolutely. God knew you before the foundation of the world. He knew you before there was a devil. He knew you before any sin ever happened. He knew you in absolute glorious perfection. Now, he ain't never changed. And I'll tell you something, he's never changed his mind about you. He don't see little ugly you. No, 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 darling. Uh-uh. No, no. No, no. He still sees you, the Blessed One. And he moved heaven and hell to get you back like he sees you. Now, it's good for us to receive it.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Now, glory. So now, good paths are good plans. A plan. He has a plan. And it's blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And he never changed that. Well, I'm going to have to cut a little off of that, I guess. I mean, he's such a dummy, you know, and he's done. Look at all that stuff he's done. No, he ain't looking at nothing you did. He'd already wiped out everything you did by everything he did. Now we're back to blood again. The blood that made you not. The blood that put you back where you belong. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. According to what? His good pleasure. Do you remember the scripture? We won't turn there. It's over in the book of Isaiah that said he's blotted out our transgressions. And remembers them no more. Listen. He said, for his sake. He said, I remember them no more for my sake. I said, Lord, now I know you did that for me, but how come you said that for your sake you remember them no more? He said, well, let me ask you something. You want to remember ugly stuff about your children? I said, no. He said, well, I forgot it. So quit bringing it up. See, once you've laid something on the altar, once you've confessed that sin and believe you receive your forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, he ain't never bringing it up again. And for you to bring it up is really an insult. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians now with that in mind. And let's look where we were yesterday evening. When we read in the 12th chapter, the 18th verse, but now hath God, notice it says hath, H-A-T-H, past tense, has already, when did he do this? Before the foundation of the world. God hath set the members, every one of them in the body as it has pleased him. All right. Now then, last night we read Psalm 35. Let's go over there and look at that. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause or my righteousness. Now, how do you favor God's righteousness? That's when you attend to his word, you incline your ear unto his saying, because he's right. And if there's a difference in his opinion than yours, forget yours. Even if it looks like if you do, my goodness, this is going to get rid of everything that I wanted to do. If that's the case, everything you wanted to do would have killed you. Amen. He got a plan. And he's right the first time. And now remember, he set them in their place. Every member in the body of Christ, every born again, everyone has a plan. Everyone has a divine path. Everyone as it pleases him. Amen. Amen. So now look at how important this is. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. His righteous cause is his plan for your life. Yea, let them say continually. Let them say continually. Continually. That means don't ever say anything else. Say what, Lord? Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. I don't care what you come up. Let God be bigger than this. Let God be. God is bigger than this. I say it. I say it continually. And I rejoice and I'm glad. His plan is the big plan. His plan is the right plan. His plan is the prosperous plan. Glory to God. Who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Well, now listen. I serve him, yes, and so do you. But we're more than servants. We are children. We are family. We are joint heirs with Christ. More you chew this, bigger it gets. Amen? Now, are you ready? Okay. He has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and my tongue will speak of your righteousness and of your praise day and night. Now, go back over to the book of Philippians. Now, you have read this over and over and over and over. You've heard this scripture read, you've read it yourself, and tonight you're going to find out what it means. Philippians 2:13. For it is God. Now, wait a minute. That's the same God that designed a plan for you. You have your specific perfect plan. You have a place of grace that's cut out just for you. God made you. He knows what you like. He knows what flip your switch, boy. I'm telling you. He knows what you enjoy. It is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, I'm inquiring about the plan. I need to know this plan. This is what I'm supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be, how I'm supposed to be. This is God's plan for my life. Don't tell your children or your grandchildren. Now, baby, you know, I mean, you can be anything you want to be. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, we're going to seek God and find out what he says you are. Amen. Because that's the only thing that's going to produce any kind of security of life, any kind of joy of life, any kind of happiness in life. It's going to come when you're in and doing what He's graced you to do. Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, I just don't know whether I'm in the will of God or not. Now, wait a minute. See if you can do this. Say, thy. You got that pretty good. Will.
Will.
Oh, yeah, you're getting it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Done. Really wasn't all that hard, was it?
No.
Thy will be done.
Yes.
Your plan be done.
Yes.
In earth, in my life, as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Put a smile on your face, say, glory to God, I'm there. Every time you take another step, thy will be done, sir. You are leading and guiding me. You know right where my path is. You know where my plan is. And I'm headed there now. Glory to God. Yes. But by faith, I'm there now. And stop that moaning and groaning around about, well, I might not get to do what I want to do. Well, in the first place, that's a lie, because when you find out where you belong, you're going to be doing everything you want to do.
Yes.
Inquire of the Lord before you do or say anything. Inquire of the Lord before you pray about something. Get the words from Him. Inquire of Him. He's the one that knows. He knows the plan. Don't ever go around saying, well, I just don't know what to do. I just don't understand. I just don't know. No, when you inquire of the Lord and find out the words you're supposed to be praying, pray those and shut up.
Amen.
Jesus walked up that fig tree and said, no man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. 9 words. Well, of course, you know, if He said 9 words, that means me and you're going to have to say probably eat 900, you know. No. No. He said, have faith in God. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. 9 words. Now, He spoke to a fig tree, but He told us to speak to a mountain. Which is bigger, a fig tree or a mountain? Huh? And greater works than these shall He do, because I go to my Father. That's a good place to shout right there. Oh, hallelujah. Now, here it is. Verse 18 again. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. You begin to confess, your will be done. Your plan be done. It doesn't get darker. It doesn't get harder to find. No. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter. Because when you by faith say, your will be done. As far as I'm concerned, I'm in the perfect will of God right now. And I'm planning on you putting me in my place, and I'm headed there, and you're the grace that gets me there, and I thank you for it. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. And you may be 10,000 miles from where you're going to wind up. But God, because of your faith, because of Abraham's faith, He counted it unto him as righteous. As far as God's concerned, you're there now. And by faith, he'll treat you as if you were in your perfect spot doing perfectly what you're supposed to be doing every day and every hour. Amen. You're on your way. If you try to wait till you get there before you say it, how would you know when you got there? You wouldn't. Because you can't find out about it. Go over to the book of James and say he gives wisdom to all men. Let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Because you don't ask in faith, he said, let not that man think he's going to receive anything from God. So without faith, you ain't going to get there. But by faith, you're already there. Now here's the instructions. He already said 20 through 22, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, they're life unto those that find them, health to all their flesh. Now here, keep or protect your heart with all diligence. Protect your spirit with all diligence, for out of it are the forces of life. Out of your spirit come the forces of life. People, now listen. I don't have time to finish all the instructions. We'll just take this one here tonight and we'll take up next service. Now listen to me. After Adam fell, people became outside in. Everything was out there and I got to go out there to get it and bring it in. This moved over even into the church. Christian people are still doing the same thing. Christian people are crying out to God, trying to go out there to Him and get Him to bring it over here. Out in. Out in. No. We got born again. We got recreated. We're now like Adam. The glory is in us. The anointing of God is in us. It's in here. Jesus said the kingdom of God is on the inside of you, brother. I mean, it's in there. We are inside out people. We don't go out there. We go in here. The God we pray to is right in here. There's not a thing in the wrong with looking up to heaven. I tell you, praise God. But the God we are praying to, the Father, I tell you, we pray to. Hey, now listen now. Jesus seated at the right hand of God on the throne of grace. But if you will study the scripture, you will find out that you've already been raised up together with Him and been made to sit together with Him in heavenly places. And the Bible says to set your affections on things above. Begin to meditate on the fact that you've already died and gone to heaven. See, your spirit man died. It was recreated in the very likeness of Jesus. You took your place in heaven. You're seated there. The scripture says your citizenship. Philippians 3:20. Your citizenship is in heaven. Colossians chapter 3. Will tell you it is as if you already there because you are. Yes. You're when you get people. I've had people say, "Well, Brother Copeland, you can get so heavenly minded, you ain't no earthly good." No. You get so religious minded, you're no earthly good. You get heavenly minded, and you become something very good in this earth. Amen. Because we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. We are not employed by heaven. We are deployed. That's who we are. And that's what we are. And you've got a calling. And you have a place. And it is a heavenly honored place. And it's in here. It's in here.
Live every day blessed, healthy, and strong in your covenant with God as you take hold of your inheritance in Christ. Discover what belongs to you as a child of God in the Take Your Place package. Begin walking in your spiritual inheritance and receive everything God has promised you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Dare to Take Your Place, gives you courage to live by faith. Know and understand who you really are in Christ. Receive every promise He has set aside for you. Make permanent changes in your life and circumstances. See yourself the way God sees you in the mini book, The Image of God in You by Kenneth Copeland. Hear and do what your Father in Heaven says and experience His results. Increase your faith and allow the power of God to move in and through you. Your faith will take you as far as you dare to go as you take your place in God. Order the Take Your Place package today for only $13.99. That's a savings of over 15%. Discover your covenant relationship with God and how to take your place in His family. Start walking, talking, and acting on God's Word and receive His promises for your life. For this and more from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 or write to us today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Your Father never intended for you to stumble blindly through this life just trying to find your own way. No, He has a path for you to follow. He has a place for you in His kingdom with a purpose for you to fulfill. And getting into the Word and praying and confessing what it says about you is going to connect you with your purpose. And begin to listen for the things that the Holy Spirit's going to say to you in your time of prayer. And then follow whatever He leads you to do, even if it seems small to you. He's going to help you find the path that God has already marked out for you. And just remember that it's faith and patience that inherit the promises of God. So put your journey in perspective here. Think of it as a lifelong walk that you're on, not some sprint or dash. And you're not going to get distracted. You're not going to get discouraged. Be steadfast in following God's path to find your place. Amen. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.